Blog Talk Radio.
Another fabulous show of the Family Power Hour. I am your host, Sheena Benjamin Wise, here with my co-host, Billy Eisenberg. And we are here on another beautiful South Florida evening. It's 7 p.m. and we are here with special guest tonight. We'll introduce him in a few minutes. And Billy, you want to introduce yourself to everybody?
Good evening, everybody. As always, it's our weekly show every Wednesday, 7 to 8. I'm your host, Dr. Billy Eisenberg. And this show, talking about, it's a talk show. Sometimes we're giving advice. We're talking about marriage, divorce, grief counseling, trauma, money, sex, love, the good stuff in life. And you can call us, 347-945-7246. And you can find us on Facebook, Family Power, and you have all the information there.
Now, this is a talk show and not an advice show, so it's really important for you to call in and participate, share your experiences, and let us know how the topic impacts your life or impacts others. It's a fun, tongue-in-cheek kind of show.
Absolutely, and you learn a lot of stuff. It was a very, very stressful week. First, we learn how the mechanic of cars, what you know,
all reliable.
Absolutely. And I want to talk about Jason Collins. You know, It was amazing to see him on the court, and everybody was applause. Did you saw this? Did you saw this with Jason Collins? Do you have something to say about it, Sheena?
Well, you know, it is a time where many, many of our celebrities and athletes are really taking, you know, they're showing the world their personal lives might have an impact, and so they, you know, take that.
And it was so proud because of the number on his shirt was 98. And it was honor for Matthew from Mother Shepherd for Wyoming University. He beat him for that because he was gay. So it's so powerful to see Jason Collins and just applause about it. And
I think people take a stand for, you know, what they believe in.
And, absolutely. And
that brings me to think about what's going on in Arizona right now with the governor who, you know, she has a position, and she's, you know, protecting the thoughts and rights of certain groups of people. But at the same time, there's a delicate balance that we have, you know, called the U.S. Constitution that kind of helps us.
Yeah, but I don't know. Arizona was very tough about immigration, about gays, and I really pray for everybody there because I don't know if it's going to be there, what's going to be. And even I saw President Obama, he just acknowledged that gay have the right, and I think so. What do you think about this?
I didn't even know that Jason Collins was gay.
Well, you hear it first here on the Family Power Hour.
Breaking news. I had no idea, and frankly, I guess okay. All right, whatever floats your boat.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. And we were talking about celebrity that you heard about Carrie Kennedy. She was stopping because she was driving under influence, and she mentioned she thought she took a medication for a thyroid, and it was the Ambien. So and somebody say she wasn't a Kennedy, nobody make a fuss with it. So I think that if you take something, you need to know what you're taking and be very careful. And of course, we have Katy Perry.
What's the news about Katy Perry?
It was a huge, this is a concert that you're going to find it very interesting. It was a huge clip on YouTube, and something, she played like Cleopatra, and what the Muslim community, I mean, the Muslim people was very upset because she dared to burn the sign with Allah. So, yes, she probably called Ahmad Rushdie to see what happened because all the Muslim rights now against her. It was almost 40,000 million people was asked just to delete the clip from
So
now she's gonna have less people, even less people go to her shows.
And I think she was very. Sometimes when you're doing something, you don't even pay attention because I think her father is a priest, so I think she has a lot of respect for other religions. But
they can be people that day. Yeah.
And one thing for you, Gerson, was when I heard this story, Sheena, I thought, why didn't it work with you? Because Ivana Trump.
Ivana! You just called me!
The mention of West Fund and $19 million. And it was a great settlement. Do you have people that, are they very generous to the ex to give them everything?
It's a rare occasion. Very rare occasions do I see a generosity to that level. In a divorce case.
So, Ivana,
I don't know if I would call it generosity. It sounds like they negotiated it hard and fast.
So, Ivana, the next time you get a divorce, call Attorney Sheena Benjamin. And how, Benjamin, why? How she can find you?
Oh,
what
really? Ivana or Donald, either one.
How she can find you?
Anybody who needs services can call me at 954-783-9737. And my office is in Pompano Beach, Florida.
So all the people, they got wants to have a good settlement called Sheena.
happy news is, you know, what's going on with the Olympics?
The
Americans are not doing too bad. They were ahead, but now they've kind of slipped back a little bit. But they still have like over 30 or almost 30 medals altogether.
So God bless America. Good. And we're talking about Olympic. I was going to be right now in Ukraine. It's very quiet. I hope it's not be quiet before the storm. So let's pray it's going to stay still quiet. But nothing totally different. We want to apologize for last week's show for Dr. Maury Rosenbaum. He came special for the hospital to talk about all the new technique for the according to for the heart, and it was a glitch on a top of local radio, and we couldn't do the show. He promised to be here in the future, and we tried to convince him to come in May.
Yes, Billy and I thought we were so brilliant. We're talking about the heart in the middle of February, which is, you know, the, you know, love month, and then we had these technical difficulties.
Oh,
we apologize to our callers, and we apologize to our guests.
It was very interesting. And today, we have a special guest.
Yes.
Please, Lidor, introduce yourself.
I'm Lidor. I'm an attorney at the Tickton Law Group, and I'm here to talk about different areas of law and anything that anyone has any questions about.
Tell us about what you do, and tell us about the LegalBrain.com at Tickton Law Group with Peter Tickton.
Peter Tickton, yes, the celebrity. the movie star. Basically, what we did was we are growing the firm, and we're also transitioning it from primarily foreclosure defense to other areas of law. We started off, or rather the firm started off as a litigation firm, and Peter had the foresight to start defending foreclosures. Now we're, aside from growing it, we have 11 locations in Florida. We're transitioning it to other types of litigation, and with that, started a website called AskLegalBrains.com, and that's where essentially anyone can submit a question, and you have a lawyer respond to your legal question, and hopefully be able to resolve any issues you might have.
Okay, I just want to mention last month was Josh. He was talking about foreclosure, and he mentioned that's the Ask the Lawyer. And do you have a lot of callers for people to ask the lawyer, and what kind of question?
Oh, man, we get everything from the the mundane to the extraordinary, I don't even know where to start.
Pick one special.
I had this one question where the guy submitted a question. He wanted to know what the statute of limitations was on seeking a reward from the government for a crime that he helped solve.
Oh.
Statute of limitations, for those who don't know, is a concept that prevents a lawsuit, civil or criminal, from being filed after a certain number of times. And every crime or offense or issue has a different statute of limitations to file a suit. So his question was, it was a pretty elaborate story. He helped something or with someone with the Colombian government, a cartel, and he said that Uncle Sam never paid up.
Just like that.
Imagine that.
That 1-800 called tips, calling your tips.
I guess it doesn't work. Yeah.
Before you're going to tell us more story, how it's worked, people send email, people calling.
Yeah, you can visit our website. It's legalbrains.com. And you can submit questions there, or you can go to asklegalbrains.com and submit your questions there if you'd like. It's completely anonymous. If there's an issue that's very easily answerable or solvable, we're glad to do so.
Over the phone or by email?
Via email. Our phone number is right there in an email reply that you get from the firm. We're happy to set up a teleconference or a free consultation hopefully develop a attorney-client relationship from there.
Who's calling more, men or women?
Men, I think. I have vastly more appointments with men than I do with women. I'm not really quite sure why.
And with your office, who's more women?
It's pretty 50-50. What I do is different from what he's talking about. So we do divorce and custody and, child support kind of issues and trying to resolve those family matters. And in pretty much both sides of the coin, it depends on who calls, who picks up the phone and calls me first. So it really isn't one.
It's not like those people you see on 95 with the billboards, men only.
They really
limited themselves to half the clientele.
Exactly.
In my practice, women call first. And they try to convince the husband or the spouse to come, but women. So I was wondering whether who's calling more.
It's usually the other way around. It's the husband trying to convince the wife.
Come on.
Yeah. So tell us more story about people calling Legal Brains to ask the lawyer.
Well, before we do that, let's ask a little bit more about Lidor. How long have you been practicing, and what areas do you find yourself doing more work in?
I've been practicing for about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But in that time, those miles have been rough. We're in court every single day fighting cases. It's a very, very heavy docket, the foreclosure docket, that is, the defense. And as some listeners may already know, the banks are very aggressive in prosecuting these cases, which is unfortunate to a lot of people. And we're the people who get in the way and fight the big banks.
What's the potential for the success?
Well, that's it's a fair question, and I think I was asked that question at least 3 times today. success is very subjective because, winning a case or being successful in it is really determined on the client and what their goals are. And so long as the client is happy, then I've done my job. And for some people, that may mean that we arrived at a settlement, and that's really all they've ever wanted was to reach an amicable resolution to the case. Other people are very gung-ho. They want to go to trial. They want to roll the dice. And sometimes we win, sometimes we lose.
When you say roll the dice, what do you mean by this?
Well, that's the dangers of and the risks and benefits of litigation. With anything, when you're taking a case to trial, you're really just leaving the decision to be made by the judge. So settlement is always encouraged because you're taking away the ability of the judge to make the decision for you.
But don't you find a lot of your clients, or there are some clients that just, they just need to have their day in court, and it's, there's nothing that
met with one today
would satisfy them but to, you know, have that opportunity, because they think the judge just needs to see me. If the judge sees me, the judge is going to rule in my favor.
I understand maybe for closure, you know, maybe they're going to beg to stay with the husband. But in case of divorce,
yeah absolutely.
Why?
No, and settlement is always encouraged. It's like Lizor said, it's always better to have the terms and the outcome in your hands, where you're working out, you know, your life from this point forward, instead of putting it into the hands of a stranger who's wearing a black robe and sitting up high and kind of saying.
They don't wear wigs anymore, by the way.
They still put in family court.
Nice. Mostly the attorneys.
What do you like the most about when you doing foreclosure, and what you hate the most about when you're going to court?
See, that's what we call a compound question.
He's going to object.
What I love most about it is being in court. You know, the reason, you know, nobody went to law school wanting to fight foreclosures, you know, but it gives you such a great training ground and an opportunity to get in front of judges and in front of opposing counsels and make a name for yourself in terms of litigation. You know, your career, your reputation, your name is your profession is going to last a lifetime. Foreclosures may or may not be here in a few years, but the experience that you gain by going to court and actively fighting these cases, that's, you know, you can't buy experience. So that's an aspect that I really, really enjoy is getting out there, learning evidence, learning, you know.
It's a different because with you, everything is very black and white. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You know, because this is the settlement, this is the alimony. I mean, the number has changed. I think with Lidor, you need to find out because foreclosure started a few years ago, so it's still very dynamic, and you need to find something, you know, to be very creative. I mean, with all respect to you.
No,
yeah.
The difference between a civil case and a family law case is the civil case, there's one incident. You know, somebody stopped paying their mortgage. And so now, based on that, there's some litigation, and that litigation is going to come to an end one day. It's going to be done. There's going to be a final judgment, and that's it. Either the house is going to him or the house is going to her. It's just that. In divorce, there may be a final judgment, but it's never really over, you know, because there's always something coming up. The children, something with the children, something with the alimony, something that keeps rolling as opposed to, you know, civil cases.
And, you know, it's interesting because I thought about this concept before that family law and foreclosure defense they're very, very, I mean, they're obviously different areas of law, but they're very similar in a lot of respects. And it goes back to the question you just asked me earlier is what do I dislike about it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the subject matter that we're litigating over is so personal to my clients. It's not, let's say, let's slip and fall when you're suing Publix or whatever the case is. And here, you know, we're litigating, we're fighting over someone's house, people who may have lived there their entire lives. That's what's at stake. So it's very, very personal. It's very, very close and dear to people's hearts. And so people are very much involved in the case, their litigation. They want to be heard, kind of like what you said in front of the judge. They sometimes feel like they were wronged or whatever the case. And that ties so closely to family law because, again, the subject matter that we're litigating over is so close to people's hearts. It's their personal lives.
Do you remember a particular case that break your heart and nothing you can do, you know?
Yes.
Peter Tickton can do everything. Sorry, Peter.
No, he's
we love you.
Peter had an old saying to us, kind of, and he's so right about it. And I'm not saying because he's listening, but he used to tell us that when we first started litigating, he said that when you start going to court and when you win, you know, it might put you at like a 6 or 7. You know, you're gonna feel good about yourself, right, for the whole day. But when you lose, that stings, and it puts you not at a minus, it puts you at a minus 20.
Yeah.
And you really feel it, and it sticks with you, and it doesn't go away. And he was, boy, was he right about that. I had a heartbreaker that I still think about. Sometimes, you know, you do everything you can, and you still can't do enough.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Peter. I know Peter almost 11 years, and most of the time he's very brilliant, and most of the time he's right, as much as I want to admit, but yes, he's right. And if you still have a, you know, if you feel difficult with this, you can sit here on the sofa. do you remember one case that you feel, I mean, you still remember that break your heart?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you are the last, you know, warrior for this person, this last advocate. And, you know, when something happens and the person knows, you know, this is your chances, this is what's going to happen. And you try to give them as much of a heads up as possible, if you know that the facts kind of stack against you. But no matter what, no matter how you prepare them, it's devastating when something, you know, doesn't go their way, and just there's no consoling, especially in my area of law. It's just really no consoling.
I'll divulge a little bit more detail about my heartbreaker. A client of mine, she's been living in her house since 1964. Her house was completely paid off. They've been living there for almost 40 years. Essentially during the housing market, what happened was, she was a victim of predatory lending. She refinanced her house. And generally when people refinance their house, they get some sort of cash benefit to the tune of $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. She got $1,500, and her house has been completely paid off. It all went to closing fee cost and the mortgage broker and the whole deal. And the type of loan that she got was actually banned now. I don't even have any shame in saying it. It's the Wachovia Pick-a-Pay. There's a huge class action settlement that eventually resulted from it. The nuts and bolts of it are like this: if they let people pay less than the interest every month, which means that the principal gets larger and larger. Even if you never missed a payment, like my client, never missed a payment. She was on fixed Social Security income, never missed a payment, and they still foreclosed, and they demanded the entire principal balance due. So I got when the case got set for trial, generally the offer that was made in her specific case was a walk-away option, essentially. They hand us the keys, and we'll give you X number of months, and you can vacate the property then. I never met her in person, but I remember making the phone call and giving her the rundown of what the options are, and she says to me, "Lidor, I'm 73 years old. My husband's 84. Where do you want me to go?" And I didn't know what to say to that. So I did everything I could to work out a settlement where she could stay there.
I like the life of stay or something.
So anything at all even imaginable. Unfortunately, the other side, they tend to forget that there's a human element there. You know, it's not just names and loan numbers, but there are people there. And that was never reached. We went to trial. The judge, I mean, you could see his heart was broken over it, but he had to do what he had to do, and she unfortunately lost that case.
Mm.
But there is a silver lining there. There is still ongoing investigations as to whether the bank reached the settlement and she could still actually save her house.
Oh, right.
You're talking to go off to the
right. You know, glimmer of hope,
Yes. It's not over yet.
Yeah. Right.
I think Peter with the Tipton Law Group, they think he was the first one who was dealing with foreclosure. I think he was the first office here I remember it was
he was one of the first people.
The first people, and I know for him that he's doing everything to protect and really care. That's we need to go to the break, and after the break, I have a question regarding to the reverse mortgage that somebody texts me now to ask about a reverse mortgage and how you can stay home before you're going to get foreclosure.
Mm.
We're going to be right back.
Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for Rightstream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Rightstream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Rightstream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network. Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham, Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network.
And welcome all our listeners. It's Family Power Hour. Every Wednesday, 7 to 8, and you can reach us, and you could call 945-7246, and you can reach us, and you look for Facebook, Family Power. Please like us. They have all the information and all the archive. You can listen.
You could also join us in our chat room if you want to send us a question or an email in our chat room. You are welcome to do that.
Absolutely. And who you are, dear?
I'm Sheena Benjamin Law.
And what you do? What you do?
I'm a family law attorney practicing in Pompano Beach, Florida. I serve Palm Beach and Broward County, and you can reach me at 954-783-9737.
Can you repeat again the number? I didn't have time to write it down.
One more time, 954-783-9737. And who are you, my
dear? Today I really don't know who I am.
You don't know?
But I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm a clinical psychologist and family therapist. And you can reach me at my email, drbeisenberg.com. And the phone number is 561-271-7106. And as you know, I guarantee you start to see results after the first session. And Lido, how we can reach you?
Reach me at 954, the main office, 954-570-6757.
Can you repeat again because I didn't have time to write it down?
Well, I'll say it extra slow. 954-570-6757 or at legalbrains.com.
Legalbrains.com. It's easy to remember. LegalBrain.com. Before we went to the break for the commercial, I got a text and someone asked me, what's the benefit, for a reverse mortgage? And I know you're not a mortgage person. Before, they're facing that they have two options, or either to take a reverse mortgage and stay home, or either to go to foreclosure. So
So what's the benefit of the reverse mortgage? The benefit's mostly for the mortgage company. That's the truth of it. I've never seen people who are just genuinely satisfied with taking a reverse mortgage.
Why?
There's a reason that they target the elderly. You see those infomercials or ads at 2 in the morning for that. Essentially, it allows you to stay in the house, but the person making out on it, not the person, but the you're not going to make out on it, let's put it that way. Actually, funny enough, I had a client who came in a few weeks ago. He took out a reverse mortgage. And really the only way that you can default on a reverse mortgage is if you die or if you, for whatever reason, don't pay the property taxes or insurance on the property.
But you have to. I mean, somebody needs to pay for this, so who's paying?
Well, that's how you default on the reverse mortgage,
yeah.
And then they'll foreclose on you.
Well, they always have to pay the insurance and the taxes.
Yeah, someone has
to
pay.
Right.
If you don't pay for taxes, then the government will come in and just take it.
So you say it's better to go foreclosure?
Well, if someone is facing... Well, I guess it's very fact-specific. If someone is fully paid off on their house or if they have equity on the property, it really does depend. Reverse mortgages are dangerous because you don't have anything, A, for starters, to leave to your heirs. Upon your death, the property immediately it transfers over to the mortgage company. So let's say you take out a reverse mortgage and... You croak a month later, that's it. It doesn't matter that they've made one payment for you. It's their house now, and I've seen it happen. Another case, a client come in, and he has a reverse mortgage, and they've made some payments. Then the gentleman, he's 71 years old. He got into a car accident, and he was also diagnosed with cancer and a few other things. He wasn't able to pay the property taxes. They immediately foreclosed on him.
Wow.
So now they're kicking, or they're trying to kick him out of his house when they owe him money.
Right, right.
So it's...
He has more equity.
Oh, absolutely. We're actually doing very well in that case. I think he's a satisfied client so far.
So I know you're listening. The person that just texted me this question, I know you listened to the show. If you have any question regarding what you need to do, call AskTheLawyerLegalBrain.com, and I'm sure some are going to give you legal advice because we don't want to talk about mortgages today. Lidor is talking about foreclosure, and he represents with Tictum Law Group. More story. Yeah, it's a bedtime story, yeah.
Okay. Well, we had the reason I was a few minutes late today. I actually have a trial tomorrow morning, and I met with the clients. They came into my office, and we were just kind of going over the strategy and what's going to happen, and what to expect. And one of the things that I picked up along the way is that, again, the human element of it is that while I enjoy being in court, and that's my comfort zone. To a lot of people, it's scary and anxiety-inducing, and they're just not sure. Sometimes they know it from movies or TV or Judge Judy, and very seldom is it actually what you expect. The client today was one of those that we spoke about earlier that just wants her day in court, tell the judge what happened. And we're going to see how it goes tomorrow. That's all I could say for now about the case for tomorrow.
Good luck. Oh, Judge Melian from Miami. Yeah,
people
court.
I find that overwhelming many times when, people are going through their first divorce, right? And so they've never been involved in the legal system. This is their first and last opportunity or participation in the legal system. And they cannot get out of their head law and order and Miami CSI and all this stuff. And they ask me, how much evidence do you need? I'm like, okay. But it's just the media takes a huge, it does a lot of educating of people, a lot of
miseducation.
Yeah. Of what the legal system is.
Do you think that it's happened to you, not now, a long time ago, that when the judge saw the people, he changed and heard their story. He changed the rule. He was more compassionate for the fact.
You can answer that now.
Yeah.
if the judge was more compassionate?
Yes.
Because
After hearing
your story.
Story.
Compassionate, yes. Whether that changes.
Don't forget, we don't have to talk about the Murden case.
Again, I'm going to go back to the root of all of it, and that's, you know, lawyers were champions of the people, were the advocates. And, I mean, it all really started with, you know, the feudal system, where if you had a trial and you can elect to have a fight to the death, essentially,
mm-hmm.
and you can elect a champion to fight for you, especially if you're, let's say, elderly or a woman or a child or something, couldn't. So you have a champion, and that's where the concept really started. So we are, and it goes back to if you can resolve your own problems among yourselves, the party settlement is always encouraged, because when you elect your champion and you're leaving a judge, you may not always like what you hear. And again, I know it sounds like I'm setting the standards really low. It's just, it comes with the territory, and if you are successful, then you're going to be loved, you know. And if you are not, some people are realistic and others are not.
Because a few weeks ago, everything was last month, we heard a story about someone said that he's a dentist, and he said when every time he's going in front of the judge to get the alimony, the judge said, "Oh, he's a dentist. He make a lot of money," and so that's my question. And I just mentioned another, Kerry Kennedy. Everybody says she wasn't Kennedy. It was really a minor case. So that, I mean, judge are people, but
well, judges are people. But good judges have that book in front of them, and they know the law, and they you know they have some discretion in the area of family law, and Ludo can talk about his area of practice, but. They really are limited as to what, how much their emotions can participate in this whole thing. It really comes down to factors, and they may like you more, but really they're going to weigh the facts against the law. I mean,
if you think judges are tough, wait till you see juries.
Yeah.
You never know what a jury is going to come back with. That's been
every case you have a jury here in Florida?
No. It's in fact, in foreclosures, you waive your right to a jury.
Why?
It's part of the contract. It's if I had a jury, I'd win every one of my cases. I don't think any six people would ever find her. Wells Fargo,
yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate. I mean, you waive a lot of those rights in the mortgage contracts and a lot of other contracts that you have, you know, arbitration clauses and things, you know, even the laws themselves are written in such a way that they favor, you know, big business, big bank, you know, their lobbyists are not advocating my rights or your rights out there. That it's, you know, be certain of that.
Another question, I know we were talking about last month with Joe, but again, it was another text, that I get the letter for foreclosure, the first letter. What I need to do?
Call 954-578-6757.
Absolutely, legalbrain.com. But just to say, I'm sorry to interrupt, but just say, don't call a trial to settle with a bank. This is a very good advice, if I remember. They say, call the lawyer. But don't call the bank. Don't try to sell everything with the bank.
Well, you know, you have to remember that the banks are, they're not your friends. You know, just like what's been said about insurance companies,
mm-hmm.
You are not in good hands, and they are not a good neighbor. They're not looking out for your interests. That is, you can be certain of that. So long as you're making your payments or premiums or mortgage payments, everything is going to be just dandy. But I assure you that when things don't go the way that they're expected to, you're going to run into complications. I would venture to guess that 90% of my clients, that's a big number, and I'm saying it with confidence, and at least 90% of my clients are in this mess because they try to negotiate with the banks alone. A lot of them are, you know, if they refinance their house or bought it in 07, 08, maybe, you know, paid $500,000 for a place that's worth $250,000, and they, you know, good hardworking Americans, they just don't want to owe $500,000 if it's worth half.
Right.
And the banks won't work with you. Anyone who's listening out there probably knows they won't work with you unless you're in default. So what does that mean to people? They go into default, and in the hopes to negotiate, and that's how they become my clients.
All right, so, and again, it was a very good advice last month, again, from you, Lidor. If you get the letter call, the lawyer call.
It's important not just to call, but to call quick, because in any lawsuit, not just foreclosures, in any lawsuit, what a plaintiff is looking for, the person who's suing you, they're looking for a judgment. They're looking for a money judgment most of the time. And there are any number of ways that you can get a judgment. One of those ways is if you don't respond to the lawsuit. They get a judgment by default. Just a technicality, you didn't respond, so you lose because you didn't do anything about it.
Hmm.
So you have 20 days from that time that you hear the door knocking or someone knocking on the door. The clock is ticking.
20 days?
20 days.
Hmm. Good to know. All right. So don't call the bank. You have 20 days. Act very fast and call. Can you repeat the number again, please?
954-570-6757.
Dr. Billy, what have you had experience with people who are just overcome with emotions when they're faced with foreclosure sitting here on your own couch?
Yeah, that's because first, if I try to remember for a few cases, somebody that came here, first the husband came, and he don't know how to tell the wife they need to lose the house.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when she find out that, usually everybody know what's going on because she heard the phone calls, and immediately they want to get divorced. You know,
mm-hmm.
Just get divorced, let's sell everything.
Again, the issues are related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to lose the house, it's not just to lose the roof over your head. It's losing that stability, the losing that what we're going to do, especially with the children.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I think it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it's a referral, I think, was from Michael Vada, one of associates in the office. And
great attorney.
He's amazing attorney. I mean, all of you there is amazing, and he's a really great guy. And he came and said, you know what, I don't have a reason to leave. If I'm going to make a suicide, maybe it's going to be better for me just to say, you're going to make a suicide, you know that you're not going to solve all the problem because they're going to kick your house. You'll kick your family from the house. So it's very emotional. They feel losers. They feel that they're not going to pay. And sometimes, because it's really a wrong judgment how they manage money. But, and again, when I have as you say, cases, families come here because when people get a foreclosure, they don't have time to come to deal about the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case, I know we're going to get a foreclosure. I know we have a problem. Sometimes they want to run from just to leave the house and run away. How I can tell the missus before she's going to call you, Lishina, she wants to get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Then the most cases. And I remember a family that he arranged everything, and at the weekend, he told her, and she was in shock. She called me from the airport, and they left the country. They left to Canada. So,
what would you advise them? You know, what would you say? You know,
I'm not a lawyer, and thank God.
No, not legal.
Not
legal.
Smart.
Yeah, no, but
a lawyer, but as a therapist, there's a mentally or emotional reaction to this.
Some of things just go home and talk. She's gonna scream, but don't lie. So this is the situation. We're in the same boat. What we're gonna do next?
Right.
And bring the facts. Don't tell story. Be prepared. And especially men. I'm sorry, Lidor.
Yeah.
You're all over. Write it down. The facts. 1, 2, 3. Come prepared. Do your homework. And most of the time, it's after the shock, after the because women know what's happened. I mean, we try sometimes to say, like the hostage, you don't see. But just be honest. Communication. That's anything, just communication. And I feel that usually I feel very sorry for the children, because the children in the limbo.
Well, yeah. You're listening to the Family Power Hour, and tonight we're just sitting with a member of the Tixing Law Group. His name is Lidor Cantor, and we're having a very interesting conversation about the legal aspect of our lives of intertwined with, those ups and downs that we face every day. So,
any question, call us. Any legal question, you have, again, amazing two lawyers here.
Yeah.
It's 347-945-7246. any legal question from Lidor, the Ticketing Law Group, and Sheena Benjamin Y. She's a family attorney, and call us. And now we need to go to break. And when we come in for the commercial, we're going to listen to more stories. For Lidor, it's an amazing story. And we're going to be right back.
Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, tune in to Right Stream Radio Network for Just Believe with author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvis. Lisa interviews experts in the areas of health and wellness, alternative healing, paranormal phenomena, intuitive guidance, and positive living. With her own inimitable down-to-earth style, Lisa makes both guests and callers welcome and appreciated. Just Believe with Lisa Tarvis, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, here on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for Right Stream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Right Stream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
And here we are again. Good evening, everybody. Family Power Hour every Wednesday, 7 to 8. And please call us, 347-945-7246. And I just want to mention for everybody, and you know, Sheena, I'm going to let you know, next Tuesday we have a celebration for Red Stream with Daria. And please listen, 1 o'clock Wednesday,
Blog Talk Radio,
Right Stream, 1 o'clock, and we have a celebration for Right Stream. It's going to be Lisa Travis and John Grisham and, of course, Sheena and I, and it's going to be a great celebration. And you start a story. Give us another story.
Okay, this is actually one that relates to what we were just talking about, divorce and foreclosure. Clients who came in, and it was a person, and they became a client. It turns out that he had his wife make all the payments, essentially, on the mortgage. That's what she was in charge of to do every month. Things didn't go too well for the two of them, and all of a sudden, before he knows it, he gets a knock on the door and gets served with foreclosure. It turns out she hadn't been paying the mortgage for the last year.
What she did with the money?
Who knows?
Oh.
We're about to find out.
Are they still married?
No, they're not.
So I know you're complicated. So that's Sheena Benjamin Wise. She's the best to deal with this case. Sorry, Peter.
But that's interesting. Wow, yeah. In the family law arena, that would be very interesting. And you know, there's a mechanism where we try to determine equity in the assets and the liabilities and so forth. And she's got what we call pretty hands.
Yeah. it's not a lot, but when women came here and they decided they want to get divorced and they have a plan, they have money, they open a secret bank account, and they just have the new plan when they were serving their husband, let's get divorced, they have money. So maybe that's what she did. I mean, that's, I don't
You're giving me good ideas.
So maybe we need the forensic attorney just to find out where she put the money. So this is a great idea because I just remember a family a long time ago, that's what she did, and that's why he was shocked. He said, you're going to get divorced. How are you going to support yourself? She said, don't worry.
I got it covered.
Yeah.
I got it covered. Another story. I like the story.
There are a lot of them, you know. Every lesson learned, there's a story behind it.
Absolutely.
All right, this is a little different than what I'm used to handling, and also kind of hits close to home. A buddy of mine actually passed away on a motorcycle accident last year, and young guy, you know, 27, and obviously extremely hard for the family. And this is a friend of mine I haven't seen in, you know, a while. It's been, you know, old neighborhood friend types. And it wasn't until I went to the services that I kind of reconnected with a lot of some of those old friends. Long story short, I was retained by his mother to quote unquote handle everything, whatever that means. You know, it. I mean, it sounds simple enough, but there's so much that goes with it. Creating an estate if one needs to be created or opened. Appointing a personal representative, you know, suing everyone left and right for that wrongful death. It's one where, you know, it's tough separating personal emotions and feelings and cases with your professional duties, kind of like what we were talking about the judges earlier. We owe a certain duty to our clients to do what's in their best interest, but it's hard when it hits close to home, and you really are more aggressive with your approach than you normally would be. I'm happy to say that there's nothing that can compensate for the loss of a son, obviously. I'm happy with the work that I did, and I think that she's very happy with what we've done for her as well.
You know, Dr. Bailey, there's over 77,000 lawyers in Florida. And I personally feel that the profession doesn't get the due respect because a lot of those 77,000 are in it because they are there to help and they're there to be there for that mom who's grieving or that elderly person who has been ripped off or the woman or the husband who suddenly finds himself in a foreclosure action. I think it's really to do what we do, and I think that, you know, I hear a lot of different perspectives about lawyers than what we do, but there's no better feeling, like he was saying earlier, there's no better feeling when somebody is smiling from ear to ear and literally skipping out of your office because they're happy with a piece of paper that I was able to get for them or that a lawyer is able to do for them. And I think, you know...
But not you know, with other
things.
Yeah,
yeah,
you change your life, but not everybody. That's when I know when I'm talking about you and I say she's an honest lawyer, and I say, yeah, I mean,
right.
How you can say honest
and lawyer
the same
sentence.
Yeah,
I hear that all the time.
And we heard the story from Dr. Maury Rosenbaum last week when we couldn't go online, that he really wants as a doctor, wants to be the patient that the doctor take care of him. And you're talking, and I saw your eyes. You really care about the people.
Passionate.
And yeah, and me, after so many years, I really care about the people that are going to do the right thing for them. But I know, and one of the dentists I met a long time ago, I think it was 10 or 11 years ago, he was sitting here at this sofa and said, I became a dentist because I want a Ferrari. He was honest to that and said, I'm going to make a lot of money. I don't care.
Well, the money's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's why I said I do it because, so with all due respect, it's a lot of lawyer, but I hope, as you say, I know you for so many years, you do everything to help the people. I know Peter. I know Peter. He can be very tough, but he do everything in his power to really help the people. But I don't think everybody. It's my opinion because I'm not a lawyer. But with all the respect,
and it's so for every profession.
Yeah, yeah.
There's you get your good.
Police officers, for
example. Oh, yes.
Two bad apples can ruin.
Absolutely. One thing I want to ask you, Lidor, because we're talking about Peter Thigpen and the ask the lawyer. What kind, if people listen right now, I know people listen right now, we have a lot of listeners, what kind of question, because they say, I want to ask, I don't know what I can ask, or what kind of question they can ask?
That's a good question. I actually, you know, a lot of times people come to us when they literally have no other choice. You know, it's just like with the doctors. When you're not feeling well, you're going to go see a doctor. With other aspects of your life, the legal end of it, you may not come see the lawyer until it may be a little too late. So the type of questions that we get, some of the best kind that I get is how to avoid a bad situation altogether. It's, you know, sometimes we're hired or retained for legal advice, sometimes practical advice, sometimes strategic. How do I go about X, Y, Z? Like that former wife you were talking about earlier about planning the strategic divorce for a while. Any aspect of that, you know, if somebody wants to go out collecting Social Security benefits, or how do I do X, Y, Z? You'd be surprised. You know, there are a lot of things that some consider common knowledge. Some don't. Some may just don't want to do it on their own, and they want the comfort of knowing that they have a counsel there that can help them along the way.
So let me ask you the process. I have a question. I don't know what to do, and I write you an email regarding to whatever.
X, Y, Z, yeah.
And you respond, and what's next? How many times am I allowed to write you an email and get a question? Because if I want to save the money and I can't
do it. Well, our little secret, there isn't really a...
Nobody listen right now, we just asked.
Yeah, our little secret, right? There isn't really a limit as to how many times...
Just a second? Can you repeat it again, please?
Right? No, I have something.
You're going to mess with Peter later.
Yeah.
Peter, you did a good job.
Yeah. You know, I've had a few... you know, there are always a couple bad apples, but even then, it's not really, if I know that I helped... change somebody's life, whether or not they retained our services or not, then that's a good deed in and of itself, and I think that it'll pay back dividends later. There have been times where people have come in to my office asking or telling me about their problem, and I've flat out told them that this is something that they can absolutely fix themselves. I don't want to take their money. It doesn't work out for one reason or another.
Can you give us an example of what, I mean, somebody asks a question, you call him and say, this is what you need to do.
Yeah, we're always there, we're always available. And some of those times that's happened, that's turned into...
Who's taking the email? Who's reading the email?
I am. The attorneys are
how is divided? I mean, that's...
my practice area, it's, you know...
It's goal, but it's goal one... I mean, legalbrain.com.
Yeah, people submit their questions on asklegalbrains.com, any legal question, and then that gets distributed to the attorney with the most expertise on that particular field.
It's a good idea for you to do so. Just ask the attorney. Right. But yes, you know, I think it's a great idea, and I know that you're talking about don't take money. And again, as I told you, that I know for Peter, so if you do something from whole heart, you get back the reward. That's
and people have come back.
People really come back. Another story. Something very different. Something that's really complicated. Something that you did that out of the book. Listen, I need to, you know, to tell you, Sheena. Can I say that you from?
It's your show.
It's about you. He's from Israel.
Oh, wow.
So, now we can talk Hebrew.
Wow.
So the Israeli, we really talk because we're thinking out of the box.
You're thinking out of the box.
Absolutely. So.
Our reputation isn't necessarily
front of the box.
It might be for being pushy and rude.
That's another side of the
story.
Not pushy.
Assertive. Just excuse me.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I'll use pushy.
just because she said I'm bossy. So, you know, I'm sorry because I'm Israeli.
We're just demanding, you know, and we don't give up a lot of room when it comes on story.
Careful.
Yeah.
Before you're gonna say that, it's good for the listener that you have someone speaking Hebrew. I know a lot of Israeli here, they're looking for lawyers to speak in Hebrew. And I know a lot of Israelis, they're facing foreclosure. So in Peter Tikvah Law Group, you have someone speak Hebrew. So this is very important to know. And
Dr. Billy is giving me lessons, so.
Just a curse in Arabic. Yeah, just a curse in Arabic. But before we need to go, one quick story about thinking out of the box.
Thinking out of the box. Okay, perfect example. I have a pair of clients who, one of the very generic examples, they just wanted to modify their mortgage. They owed $310,000 on their property, but it's only worth about $160,000. And they're good, hardworking Americans. They just didn't want to work with us. So we had some negotiations in works for a settlement to reduce it, et cetera, et cetera. That kind of through. The attorneys on the other side changed, or there was just lack of communication there. And the case got set for trial, and I really needed to get the settlement for my clients. And there was an additional legal defense to the lawsuit that was not raised before. I discovered it about 8 months ago, which is kind of when the settlement negotiation started. So I never changed the legal defenses because I thought we were almost at a settlement and this was going to be over. Well, guess what? Life comes at you fast, and it got set for trial, and still no settlement. So what do you do? The clients want the settlement. You want them to get the settlement. Unresponsive on the other side. So what I did was I gave opposing counsel a hard deadline that if I don't hear back from them by whatever date, I'm going to proceed accordingly. And I didn't hear back from them. And so I moved the court to change the legal defenses, which totally threw a wrench in their whole system.
Cool.
They were not expecting this at all. 2 days later, I get a phone call from one of the managing attorneys there. Settlement's back on the table.
Wow.
Done deal.
Wow.
So that's not called calling a bluff, by the way.
This is the Israeli party, if I'm proud of you. I hope next month you're going to be here with Josh. And again, we have a lot of people who are listening live. Sometimes people don't want to have a phone call because they're ashamed. You know, that someone going to...
Shy or shame?
Shy and ashamed. Yes. And they're very shy and they feel very ashamed. That's just to talk. But you can still text us. You can still write on the Facebook of Free Power all the question, and I hope next month you are going to come with Josh, because I think it's going to be great, and we're going to have a lot of...
We have next week.
All right. So next week it's going to be a great show with Mark Shear, and he's going to talk how to ensure that you have a 100% great retirement.
All right.
With no doubt. So that's about retirement. You don't know, you know, that after you are losing your house, you need to take care about the retirement.
Well, Lizor, thank you so much for spending an hour with us.
But before he's going, just please repeat the number. Please.
954-570-6757.
And who you are, darling?
My name is Sheena Benjamin Wise. You're a co-host of the Family Power Hour and a family law attorney practicing in Palm Beach and Broward County. You can reach me at 954-783-9737. And who are you?
And
young
lady? You have tweets. You have Twitter.
Yes, you can tweet me at svwise.law. And you can email me at svwise@wiselawoffice.com.
And she's the best. I mean, she's really the best, with all the respect to you. Yes, and I don't want to mess with you.
You.
I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm clinical psychologist and family therapist. I don't know how you could tweet me, but it's Dr. Billy E.
Yeah.
You can find me. You can reach me at 561-271-7106.
And
again, go to Facebook. You can listen to the archive and go to Facebook and please like us and find all the information for the next show. And thank you so, so much. Have a great evening. And Sheena, my friend, thank you so much. And thank you, Lidor, for that.
Oh,
and
pleasure
hope
to be
you,
here.
And good night.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.